one that got away. I remember Peter saying something about fish for dinner as he said goodbye to me in what seemed the wee small hours. I drifted back into a comfortable sleep. I never take Peter's promise of fish for dinner seriously, as he is the world's worst fisherman. But he insists on tagging along with Bruce, who is a dab hand with a rod and reel. So it was with some surprise that some hours later, as I was having a leisurely coffee, I heard Peter return with a screech of brakes. Our house is on the side of a mountain, and the garage is at the top level. In a few minutes, I heard Peter hurtling down the stairs, shouting, "How about this, honey? Have you ever seen such a beauty?" The fish he thrust into my face was a flathead of magnificent proportions. And Bruce didn't even get a bite, he chortled. So I invited him and Anne over for dinner. "What do you want with the fish?" I asked, sensing the importance of the occasion. "I'll do that special stuffing Bruce was talking about," Peter decided. "If you could do a melon and mango salad and some light dessert, I suppose, just a few strawberries." During the day, Anne rang to see if she could help. I assured her everything was under control, but suggested perhaps she could bring a bottle of Chablis. "Wouldn't it be better to fillet it?" I asked Peter as he brought this catch through to the deck. "No, no. I want to present it in one piece." It was a beautiful evening. From our deck, we could see the sea in the distance. The fish was sizzling on the barbecue, and kookaburras in the tree beside the deck were laughing. "I hope that doesn't mean rain," I said. The doorbell rang. I hurried to let Bruce and Anne in. Peter came to the sliding glass door, calling out for them to come and see his and admire his catch. That was a mistake. The moment he left his post, the kookaburra swooped and snatched up his fish and flew back to the gum tree. Swearing loudly, Peter threw his barbecue tongs at them. "Get away," he shouted. But the fish was gone. Later we found the tongs embedded in a garden below. "We'd better go and get fish and chips," Bruce suggested. "Rubbish," I retorted. "We've got some leg ham and my special mango salad, crusty bread, and a dessert." Not strawberries, I thought. In an emergency, one needs comfort food. While Peter poured the drinks, I took the shortbread fingers and spread them with a liberal coating of my famous caramel topping. This is a special recipe containing brown sugar and condensed milk with a squeeze of lemon. And because I felt it was an emergency, I added a dollop of whipped cream. It turned out to be a very pleasant evening.
Thank you. thank you, Dolphy, and we look forward to the play at Christmas time. What's it called?
Play.
Yeah.
Where there's a will.
Where there's a will.
Mm. On his way.
There's a way. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Bob.